Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Now, you might remember the proposed hate speech legislation pursued by the last government, despite criticism from some quarters. It was shelved by the then Fine Gael Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, in September 2024, but with the promise that it would be dealt with, quote, at a later stage. Now, this week in the Dáil, the current minister, Jim O'Callaghan, said there are now no plans to revisit or resurrect the proposed legislation, which would have introduced new laws dealing with incitement to hatred. The minister confirmed the position in a response to a question from Paul Lawless, the ANTHU TD from Mayo. This is some of the exchange between the two deputies on Thursday.
Is it your intention to reintroduce the hate speech legislation that was a dramatic failure in the last government and proposed by the previous Minister for Justice?
The answer is no, but can I just give you an overview as to why the answer is no? I'm fairly satisfied that Ireland has transposed the European Council framework decision on combating certain forms and expressions of racism and xenophobia in a manner appropriate and tailored to the domestic system of law in Ireland. I want to assure members of the House that Ireland's position has been communicated to the European Commission, and our position is that the framework decision is fully transposed in Irish legislation in a manner that is appropriate and tailored to Ireland's domestic system of criminal law and procedure, and is in line, of course, with Article 40.6 of the Constitution, which expressly respects and protects the rights to freedom of expression and people to express their views freely.
All right, that was Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan there, and he was referring to a European directive on, as I say, hate speech, which the European Union opined Ireland had not sufficiently acted on. Minister of State Niall Collins, you're in the Department of Justice. We heard Jim O'Callaghan saying there that that legislation is being dropped. Enough done, no more to do?
Yes, I absolutely agree with him. I think the previous piece of proposed legislation was highly contentious. And I think what my colleague Jim O'Callaghan has outlined is the way forward, in my view. We introduced late last year the Criminal Justice Hate Offences Act of 2024, and that provided for increased prison sentences for certain crimes where they were proven to be motivated by hatred or where hatred was demonstrated. And that also is backed up by the previous legislation, which
is... But is it enough to drop legislation just because it's, as you describe it, contentious? I mean, what does contentious mean? A few people shouting on social media, members of your own party getting grief from people in constituency offices, a few strongly worded newspaper articles. What are the criteria for something to be contentious enough for you to drop it?
Well, I think really the question here is for society. You know, it's about society, acting in a manner which is responsible and not always offensive in terms of directing speech and directing, you know, hate at people. I think as a, you know, we're a mature republic. We're over 100 years in existence now, and I think it's right that we should conduct ourselves properly. And I think society has a role, and, you know, all of us have a role in terms of calling out people who are engaging in this. You know, it's fine having all the laws and the legislation and the Gardaí and the courts to handle all of this type of stuff, but there's a responsibility on every single person in every community right around the country just to behave in a manner. I'm not saying that
you're appealing to people's better nature there, Niall Collins, but there's a story by Ken Fox in the second page of the Irish Examiner today, headline: Migrants in Fear. They cannot change the colour of their skin. They communicated in emails and letters to Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan talking about the fear they're experiencing as a result of getting racist abuse on the streets. Now, Oireachtas members like Jim O'Callaghan can avail of grants to protect their homes and offices. The people who are communicating with them only have the law to protect them, and they're concerned about this. How do you answer those concerns?
Well, Jim O'Callaghan also pointed out, you know, that we have two statutory pieces of legislation which we've outlined, but we also have, common law operating where people, you know, can't be involved in aiding and abetting others in terms of committing criminal offences. So, you know, the Gardaí have the powers in relation to threatening or particularly immigrants who find themselves in vulnerable situations. And, we constantly keep all of this stuff under review. But as I said to you, we have to be a normalised society. There will always be people on the extremes, but I think it's right and proper that those of us in the mainstream who aren't on either the extremes of the far left or the far right would be very up for, which I am caught in terms of calling out people, you know, whether it's in politics or whether it's in normal community life.
Sure. And that there's the National Action Plan Against Racism was published in March 2023, recommended that the state carry out a public education and awareness-raising programme in support of it. This has been reported by Cormac O'Keefe on the same page in the same newspaper. No movement on that. And in the absence of a law, isn't that more required than ever?
Well, I do know, because I'm a father and a parent myself, I do know that our kids in our schools, in our primary and in our secondary schools, are taught a lot more about respect and particularly about online respect, you know, in the online space, because that's a particular challenge that we're dealing with in modern society in terms of particularly curtailing people who find themselves, who are engaged in extreme utterances. I find certainly younger members of society who have the benefit of their education in recent times are far more aware of the rights and the wrongs in terms of how they approach this.
Okay, Ciarán O'Hearn, what's your reaction to this hate speech legislation being dropped?
Well, I'm very disappointed to hear that. I certainly disagree with the Minister's interpretation of whether we are actually in compliance with our European obligations. This is a really important civil liberties issue. It is about balancing important rights. It's a protection of people from violence, their right to bodily integrity versus free speech. And I've met and I've attended protests with members of the Indian community in recent weeks and months after horrifically violent attacks which took place in areas of my constituency of Dublin South West. And I certainly have concerns about attacks on free speech that we see in the UK, in the US, on college campuses when it comes to the protesting, the policing of protests, when it comes to the criminalisation of artists. That's unacceptable.
But to bring it back to this country,
what we're talking about,
Niall Collins is saying that the legislation that's in place at the moment is enough to deal with those kinds of situations and that this hate speech legislation is not needed. In fact, he's saying it's divisive.
What he's referring to there is the Prohibition of Incitement to Hatred Act 1989. That legislation is ineffective and we see very few, if any, prosecutions arising out under it. And the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, who are guardians of our civil liberties in this country and a watchdog for that, said that we need to understand why that law isn't working. And so in the Labour Party, we support their call for urgent research in this area and we want to see the Prohibition of Incitement to Hatred Act amended.
Okay, Lynn Boylan, do you welcome this? Your party didn't support the hate speech legislation that the government had in the last Dáil term. Do you welcome Jim O'Callaghan's decision to drop it?
Well, I think I'm interested in that the Irish government are prepared to say that, you know, they believe they're in compliance with something with the EU when it suits them. But yes, they hid behind that with the Occupied Territories Bill. So it shows you that they can actually go back to the EU and say disagree with them and test it. So that's a very interesting admission by the Irish government. And I'd like to see them do more when they tell us that they can't do things because the EU prevents them. For me, I think that the issue with the hate speech is it is a very delicate balance. It's very hard to define what hate speech is. And we are seeing absolutely sort of hate speech and a cracking down on protests, particularly around Palestinian solidarity and using sort of that idea of hate speech to criminalise people who are showing solidarity against a genocide.
Your party wanted to particularly define hate and gender. But on the issue of gender, is that not playing to a dog whistle to a certain constituency where that has been a particularly contentious issue?
I think we need that public education programme. We absolutely need to have people raising awareness. And while I agree to one sense with what Niall is saying about young people can be really impressive when you go in and meet and talk with them about all of these issues, it's also the largest number of these attacks on the Indian community, on other migrant communities, on people who have different coloured skin or are wearing the hijab is being carried out by young people as well, gangs.
They don't feel safe. I mean, it's okay for white Irish politicians to say we don't need this kind of thing, but for people like that, they need added protection. Why not listen to them?
We do need to protect these communities and we do need to crack down on anybody that's inciting violence. Absolutely needs to be cracked down. So if it needs to look at it, then we should be looking at the hate crime legislation and making sure it's fit for purpose. But we also do need to have greater control control over social media platforms and content moderation, which this government ceded to outsourcing instead of making sure that it was done in-house, because we know that a lot of this hate is being whipped up on social media platforms and not being taken down.
Niall Collins, do we have a response from Europe on this, whether they share the Irish government's view that the moves it's made so far are adequate?
I think we're still awaiting the response, but we have a lot of political discourse, which I think is questionable. Also, I was speaking in the Dáil on Thursday evening in relation to the recent protests at Dublin Port, which ground Dublin City to a complete halt. There was complete gridlock around Dublin where a bunch of protesters blocked Dublin Port.
Right, but that's a separate... You mightn't like what they're protesting about, Niall Collins, or you mightn't share their methods of protest.
I have no issue with what they're protesting about, but the point I want to make is I was being accused inside in Dáil Éireann of being complicit with genocide.
Okay, well, we can relitigate.
I think that is very inflammatory. Okay. So the point I'm making is, unless you're thinking of removing Dáil privilege, there's not a lot we can do about that. It's about doing something in a respectful manner and not an inflammatory manner. And I think that needs to be called out, and I'm calling it out again.
Okay, the leader of the social media company X, Elon Musk, previously known as Twitter, said he'd fund legal challenges against the hate speech legislation. Is that kind of thing behind the government's reluctance to pass it?
No, it's not. Absolutely. Elon Musk doesn't, anything that Elon Musk says or does doesn't get taken into consideration when the government is making a decision in relation to this. Look, as I said to you, we passed new legislation last year. We have the previous legislation and two of those allied. And look, we're open to looking at that point.
Unfortunately, the clock is against us.
We're open to future legislation if necessary.
Okay, that's all we have time for today. My thanks to all our guests here today. Sean Marin was our broadcast coordinator. Research was by Andrew Fleming. Mark McGraw was on sound, and the programme was produced by Regina Henley. Up here next on RT Radio 1, Saturday Sport with Des Cal and Joanne Cantwell.
Saturday with Conor Mungon on RT Radio 1.